A Muslim advocacy group in Seattle is calling on the FBI to look into a possible hate crime. The incident happened on Sunday when three men reportedly attacked a Somali cab driver in Seattle's Magnolia neighborhood. Seattle police arrested one suspect and say the incident is under investigation. The Council on American-Islamic Relations in Washington State says they have seen an increase in anti-Muslim hate crimes across the country. In this recent incident, Seattle police say the suspect told the taxi driver to go back to your own country and then beat him unconscious. The driver says that he was also called a terrorist and a member of ISIS. KUOW's Liz Jones stopped by the yellow cab dispatch in South Seattle where the driver worked. She asked several managers and drivers about the incident and any concerns it raises for them. The first voice you will hear is Amin Shafau, the general manager of Yellow Cab. He is also from Somalia.
You know, the nature of the taxi business, picking up strangers at the wee hours, you know, you always have to deal with the occasional drunks and robbers. But on an incident like this, when the reason that you're being attacked is because of what you look like or how you talk, it's really devastating. It's tough. It's something that from now on I will be watching closely. I want to open a hotline for my drivers, and I want them to report because we do not want to take this lightly. It's something that affects us all.
Hate crime, I don't hate, and I don't see people hate me. Some people might worry about it, I don't. I'm not really worried about hate. It could be there, I don't see it.
It's not in a religion or race, but still cab is no safe place. You don't know who are behind you. Sometimes they're frustrated, they come to the taxi or they always fight with the driver. We have that still, every day, every week we have that one.
I work at the airport and most of the cab drivers there happen to be Indians and with turbans and mustache. And some passengers don't like to take cabs driven by them. They think they look like Bin Laden, you know.
Those are the voices of Amin Shafau, Amer Taya, Sadiq Mensur, and Samuel Bojali. They spoke with KUOW reporter Liz Jones.